In Parshas Matos, we have the lochus of Hechsher Kelim. Kol dava she yavo ba'esh taviru ba'esh, and kol dava she lo yavo ba'esh taviru ba'mayim. If the bliya came directly through roasting, through the fire, it requires libun, burning it out. If it came through a liquid being cooked, then it requires hagola. And in this halacha of Hechsher Kelim, the Rav said it's not only that the bliya extracts the isa, but we learned from Gulei Midyan that there's a special halacha Hechsher Kelim, and the Hechsher not only extracts the isa if it's the hagola, but it's marta the hishtamshus of the kli. And if you look in the Ra'or, in the Berakabayas, the Ra'or, who is a Talmud of the Ramban, quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban, and says he says, you see, by Kalim there's a special halacha. And it could be that there are those who think that Tam Ki'ika is Diraisa only by Kalim, because that's the halacha of Gulei Midyan. Even Tam Ki'ika in general is only Drabonin. But in Kalim there's a special locha. And the Ramban says, you see that the Torah made a special mila by Kalim, because by Kalim, aside from the locha of Hechsher Kalim, if you eat it for the kli became treif, there's also a locha of Tefilas Kalim. If you buy a kli from a goy, the kli matris, it would require being taken to the mikveh. So you see that the Torah made a special mila by Kalim. So with this, I wanted to fend for a question that the Taz asked the Stira in the Ramor. This is, I think, in Simon Kuf Beis in Yerodea. The Ramor says that if a Kli Isur got mixed up with other Kalim, so conceptually the Ramor seems to say that it would not be bottle. Because it's like a davishesh matirin. The halacha is davishesh matirin, something which become mutter by its, does not become bottle. Because why rely on bittel when you can do hechsher? That's Rashi's reason. The Ran has a more sophisticated reason, but that's the halacha davishesh matirin. So what if a kli got mixed up with other kalim? So the Ramo says that the reason, since there's tircha for the water and so on, so that's not called davishesh matir, because it's not automatic. So it's not called davishesh matir. But absent that, you see, the Ramo thinks that it would have been considered a davishesh matir. This follows another halacha. The Ramo says, for example, if you had meat that you did in kasher, you could have done, and you can still do Tzli on it to get the dam out. So that's not called a davshesh matirin, because it's just a bliya in the meat. And when you do the tzli, it's only extracting the blood, but it's not being mat to anything. That's not called davshesh matirin. So the Taz is these two ramos, one next to the other, they're associating themselves, they contradict each other, because kli is the same thing. When you take out the bliya, You're by the kli only taking out the bliya. It's exactly equivalent to the case of a piece of meat that has dam, that you could extract the blood, let's say through tzli. So that's not called. The Ramor says that it's not a davishesh matirin, and right next to it, he says by a bliya, namely by a kli, that were not for the issue that it's not really omid l'heta because it's expensive, the water and so on, it would be a davishesh matirin. Two halachas, one next to the other. And the Ramo seems to be soice himself. So what I'd like to suggest, based on what the Rav said, is that by kelim, it's not just the hagola or the hechsher kelim simply extracts the isa from the kli, but it's matir the hishtamshus of the kli. There's a special isha to be mishtamish with treif kelim, and so you have to extract the isha. But also there's a separate matir, and that's the loch of hagola. And that's why by hagolas kelim, that's called the davishesh matirim, because the hagola is matir the hishtamshus of the kli. Masha Enkin, and this, which is not the case if it's just a piece of meat that is a bliya, let's, as the shulchan, the halacha that has dominant, that the when you do the sleeve to take out the blood, or you do melicha, that's just mat, that's not mat to the isur, it's simply extracting the blood. So that's not considered a davar sheyesh matira.